welcome to the Georgia Heat Podcast. I've got my co-host, Logan Frazier, next to me, and I have a very special guest, Dr. Joseph Brock III. How are you doing?
The administrative and artistic director of JBE, by the way, Trey. The administrative and artistic director of JBE. And the manager of the year. Would you please introduce me that way?
The 2018 manager of the year?
Oh, well, just manager of the year of every year. How about that?
Okay. All right. Yeah, that's fine. All right. We've got a big tournament coming up for the vacant Southern Fried Championship Wrestling belt. And we've in the first round, we've got almost a dream match of sorts, a David and Goliath, your client, the newest MLW roster member, Logan Creed, going up against your boy, Allen Angels. And I don't even know why I'm asking.
He's your boy.
Okay.
He's not my boy. He's your boy.
Well,
Logan Creed is my inevitable one.
I see. All right. How do you see this match?
So well, first off, let me just say that Allen Angels is an excellent in-ring competitor. I will give him his due. He has been all over the country. He was an award-winning recipient last year, Most Improved. He has been on AEW. He has traveled around the Southeast. He has been in marquee matchups in the top promotions around, anywhere around. Allen Angels is our classic champion of Southern Fried. Pound for pound, he is one of the toughest individuals you will ever run across. Your boy, not my boy, is an excellent wrestler. But he is not Logan Creed. He is not nearly 7 foot tall, 320 pounds of heathen. Georgia Wrestler of the Year. National star. Top client for JBE. Heavyweight champion across promotions in Georgia. Obviously, Logan Creed is going to win this match. You know, really, quite frankly, it's a tale of two tournaments. There is the inevitable winner of the tournament, Logan Creed, and then there's the tournament within the tournament to see who can be and receive the honor of being the one who loses in the championship to Logan Creed.
Well, that remains to be seen.
He will be the first loser. He'll be the first loser. You know, he's selling his gear. He's already had it up online, selling Allen Angels gear. And, of course, I knew this was because he knows after Thanksgiving night, he'll have no need for it because Logan Creed is going to squish ya boy.
Well, I don't think you can count out Allen Angels in any kind of matchup. So
well,
that remains to be seen.
We're not counting him out. We're going to pin him. We're going to pin him. One, two,
I think.
Count out.
Okay. Very clever.
Unless he runs away. He might run away.
Very clever.
Yes, sir.
Logan Frazier, how do you see this match shaping up?
I mean, as good as Allen Angels is, it's just too much of a David and Goliath situation. Much like you said, I just don't think that he's going to be able to overcome the height and weight difference that Logan Creed has over him.
And even if he had a chance, mark my words, Logan has something that Allen Angels does not. Me. My intellectually enhanced mind.
Yeah.
I have plans above plans to counter anything Allen Angels might throw at Logan Creed. I have given instructions for Logan. Not that Logan will need my extra.
Yeah, you're cheating.
Indestructible.
Interference in matchups. Are you talking about
my encouraging words?
No, you're blatant interference in matchups. Logan Creed does not. You're right. Logan Creed does not need that.
But he has what he needs, and even more so in me. You would call them underhanded tactics. I just call them effective. If needed, I am there to assist. I'm a great coach. I'm a great manager.
Yeah.
I am a facilitator.
You're a great cheat.
Facilitator.
You're
and accelerator.
Great cheat. You're a great cheat.
Oh, nothing I do is I don't cheat. I don't. You don't cheat if you don't get caught.
All right, let's move to the next matchup. We have Griffin Garrison against Sal Renato.
I've been divorced before.
Recently, on the NWA taping, Sal Renato is taking on Griffin Garrison. The winner will, of course, take on Logan Creed or Allen Angels. Let's get your predictions for this matchup, Dr. Brock.
All right, first off, both of these individuals have accomplished a lot in wrestling, not just in Georgia, but across the country. You've got Sal Renato, a veteran of the ring, who has just recently appeared on NWA tapings for NWA Power, but he's also been in Ring of Honor. He's been a perennial champion in the state of Georgia. He is a little cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs. He's a little bit wacky, a little zany, but don't let that fool you, because he is a crafty veteran who knows how to win. And then you've got the little poster boy, bubblegum pop star lookalike Griff Garrison, who is a large individual. He's about 6'2", 6'3".
Impressive specimen.
He's got all the intangible. He's strong. He's the girls love him and all that, yada, yada, yada. But think about this. Griff, along with his partner, Marcus Cross, Chris Cross Applesauce, they just nearly defeated the World Tag Team Champions for Ring of Honor. Griff Garrison's improved a lot in the 2 years since I first saw him enter a ring. This match could go either way. It'll either be youth in his size and strength versus the veteran with his cunningness and his ability to use anything he needs to win a match, inside or outside the ring. Either way, it'll be an interesting matchup, and the winner gets to meet his inevitable demise when he faces Logan Creed.
Once again, you're counting out Allen Angels. Yeah, once again, you're counting out Allen Angels.
To three. 1, 2, 3, yes.
Yeah,
okay.
All right, let's move on. This is an intriguing matchup. We have Michael Judas against David Ali, the Street Fighter, the Giant Killer. Can David Ali survive the power and strength of Michael Judas? Dr. Brock.
I'm adopting someone.
Yeah. Okay, very funny.
You want Dr. Brock? Or you want?
Yeah, so I know too many Brocks. Excuse me. Yeah, let's get your opinion, and then we'll get Logan Frazier's.
Okay, well, let's go ahead and look at this matchup. Michael Judas versus David Ali. Now, David Ali, I've got to say, I'm impressed with. I love his attitude. He knows how to get under the skin of his opponents. He is able to beat many other men. There's a reason why he calls himself the Giant Killer, the Street Fighter. He knows how to win. He even, albeit at the hands of Logan Creed, because Logan Creed beat him, pinned him, and then wanted to make a point and continue to beat him, David Ali did get a victory over Logan Creed. I might add, right before Logan joined JBE and lost, he didn't actually lose. Logan gave him a victory. Whereas Michael Judas is the last man to gain a pinfall victory over a year ago, it's been, in Southern Fried. But there again, that was before Logan had me as his manager. And in fact, in that matchup, my client, Tetsu Mikuchi, was in that three-way match in which Tetsu could have won. But distraction occurred, and Michael Judas came in and got a quick pin on Logan Creed to win the match, a brutal match that it was. I don't know who's going to win. I don't really want Michael Judas to win because I just don't like him. He scares me. Not that Logan Creed's afraid of him. I'm afraid of him because he's just – I'm looking at his picture right now and I'm getting the heebie-jeebies. I'm like, ooh.
You should be afraid of him.
David Ali will find a way to win.
Logan.
Well, I may be afraid of him.
Logan, how do you see this? Logan, how do you see this match shaping up?
Well, much like how David Ali claims that victory over Logan, that he didn't beat him in in that situation. He scored it because of a reversal by the referee. There's a lot of different ways you can win a match, let me put it that way. You know, get the mark in a book as opposed to actually pinning somebody. And I think that's going to be your story here, because the thing is Michael Judas has a lot outside of the ring to keep an eye on. Because
yes, he does.
You could very well have Adrian Hawkins seeking revenge on Michael Judas. He shows up at ringside and gets his attention for 1 minute. Don't think that David Ali won't take advantage of that and expose every second that Michael Judas is distracted.
Logan.
Unfortunately, that could be true.
Michael may be worried about his little buddy Corey. And in fact, if David Ali wants to give me a phone call, I would not mind helping him, you know, just make sure that Michael Judas does not advance. Not that I would cheat or anything like that, but, you know, I don't
yeah,
know.
Yeah, yeah. You've never been known to do anything like that. Yeah.
Yeah, you're right. I never cheat.
All right, let's move on to this fatal four-way. The winner will, of course, meet Michael Judas or David Ali. Let's get your intake on this. I'm going to go with Strychnine in this fatal four-way. How do you see this going down, Dr. Brock?
Well, when I look at these four opponents, I don't particularly like any of them. I've had major issues with all four. Now, I can't pick Strychnine because all he does is lose this kind of stuff. And he gives me a sore throat, and he turned me down. I offered him a chance to be champion. He would be champion now if he had listened to me and took my offer to join JBE back in the summer. But instead, he decided I could do it my way.
Yeah, he sounds like a smart man.
Really smart. He got laid out by Logan Creed, by Tetsu Mikuchi, by Brian Kane, and by Damian Bennett. I just had him destroyed.
What goes around comes around, Dr. Brock.
Well, the championship's coming around again for me after the end of this tournament. Then there's Xander Ramon, the Peruvian pit bull, or as I like to call him, the neutered puppy. I cannot stand him. At Shindig, he beat Drew Blood and took my best friend away. Now, what's Drew's fault? Because I gave Drew the match. And he said, I want to do it for the fans. But I have never forgiven, and I will not forget what Xander did. I hope Xander gets beat up by all three of those guys that he's in the ring with. Then there's Marcus Cross. He needs a haircut. I don't like that little punk. The son of Goku and Daniel LaRusso cannot win this match. I just cannot. I'm looking at him and Griff, and they just make me so mad. I just don't think that little karate master is going to be able to take down three guys or twice his size. But then there's also Josie Quinn, the Pell horse rider, and tooting, shooting little giddy up boy cowboy himself. Josie Quinn, you know, I want him to win. I want him to advance to the championship match so that Logan Creek can break him in half, and he and his partner Billy Buck will quit bugging me for a tag team title shot against my tag team champions of Tetsu Mikuchi and Brian Kane. Not that I'm worried that he and Billy Buck can beat my guys.
Sounds like it.
I'm tired of seeing those cowboys pony up and ride. They need to ride off into the sunset. And,
yeah, with a tag belt.
And if he faces, don't say that. Don't say that. That cowboy and his little partner, they'll never, ever beat my team. And if Logan Creed is in the same ring with Josie Quinn, he'll finish off what he started the last time they were in the ring together, when he nearly decapitated him and pinned him, might I add, in the ring.
All right, Logan.
I was there because I made sure.
Oh, I'm sure you did. Logan Frazier, let's get your predictions for overall and who wins this tournament and who takes home the Southern Fried Championship belt.
Well, first of all, I believe on the Fatal 4-Way, you're going to have – unfortunately, I think Ramon's going to go over in this. And the only reason I feel that it would happen that way is he thinks he could get his hands on David Ali one more time.
And the other scared to advance to the finals, probably.
Yeah. No one. So really wants and him. And David Ali's taken care of him before, so that won't be an issue if that be the case. So I honestly feel as though you're going to have Logan Creed versus David Ali in this final championship match. And if David Ali was to go ahead and hire the services of you, Joseph Brock, then what happens then? Is it does it come down to whoever pays the most, or
it, what would happen if David was wise enough to do that? We would come to an amicable resolution. Logan Creed is going to win the championship, but David would have it would be lucrative for him. And of course, we've already seen when people come under my leadership as their manager, great things happen. Think about what happened to Logan Creed before he contacted me and joined JBE and hired me as his manager, his administrative and artistic director. He had no titles. He had no national contract. Think about that, Logan. Think about that, Trey. He signs with me, and he wins the heavyweight title in Canton, Georgia at Southern Honor. He signed with me. He signed a national contract with MLW, had a successful debut, throwing legends and stars of tomorrow and today, might I add, over the top rope, winning a battle royal, has a automatic championship match, signed in my blood to be Southern Fried champion.
Yeah, that was pretty funny.
The champion runs away. Yeah, it was not funny to me, but it was well worth it because we are now in this tournament and we're going to get what we deserve.
You look like a joke out
all
there. You were trying to cover your face the whole time. And what was the crowd chanting? What?
We don't say that name.
Come on now.
We don't say nerd. No. I'm intellectually enhanced. Nerd is an offensive term. In the word, drop the nerd. It's not right.
It was disrespectful.
Very disrespectful. But what would you expect from Monroe morons?
What? Nerd? The word nerd? They're referring to you
don't
as a nerd.
Don't use that word. I'm not a nerd. I'm intellectually enhanced. Quit using that word. It's an offensive term.
Well, I think when you try to take credit for Logan Creed getting the deal with MLW and winning the Southern Honor Championship, you come across as a nerd.
And being the next Southern Fried Heavyweight Champion, I'm just saying it's no coincidence that after he hired me and joined JBE, did he not win all these things? Did he not obtain?
Well, there's no proof that is the reason why, though. To me, it looks like a coincidence. And personally, I don't think
he'd
be successful.
All of my clients.
Wait,
is he the one ever had a title that I've had? No. Brian Kane, after he joined JBE, he's the eternal PCW champion. He's a tag team champion. Tetsu Mikuji, been Southern Fried Heavyweight champion, current tag team title holder, held titles other places under my tutelage. How dare you question my worth?
Listen. I got to say something about this. I have to actually 100% completely agree with Dr. Brock.
Of course.
Because I'm going to tell you, it's a mentality thing. Brock Enterprises sells a mentality mindset where you can begin to evolve and become better at whatever craft it is that you're in because of
it's about shortcuts Brock. Is what the way I take it. It's about shortcuts.
No. Who doesn't take a shortcut? I don't want to drive 3 miles out of my way.
I'll take shortcuts.
And a left and get there quick.
Alan Angels doesn't take shortcuts.
That's why they're going to lose.
Well, that remains to be seen. That's why everybody's got to get out to Monroe, Georgia for Undisputed check this out to see whether or not Dr. Brock gets what's coming to him and some of his clients as well.
I'm going to get the championship. 405 Community Court, Boys and Girls Club, Monroe, Georgia, bell time 7. You will see Logan Creed do what he does. He is inevitable. He is the heathen, the Georgia Wrestler of the Year, and he has me there backing him up. Look, Logan doesn't need my help in the ring. He has all the ability in the world. I'm the intangible.
Something
I'm the
we can't agree on.
To ensure that he gets what he deserves, a fair and balanced shot at the title. But I'm Dr. Brock. And Trey is not. That's some Georgia
heat. Well, thank God I'm
not.
Logan,
though. Logan's a good guy.
Yeah, I'm sure you do. All right, Southern Fried Championship Wrestling presents Undisputed Thanksgiving Night. It's the tournament of the year in the state of Georgia. We'll crown a new Southern Fried Heavyweight Champion, and I'm hoping it's full of surprises, and Dr. Brock gets what's coming to him. Logan Creed does not walk away with the championship. Michael Judas, possibly, maybe Allen Angels. Hell, maybe even Strychnine. A little surprise there. Maybe I would even like to see David Ali. Yeah, I'm sure you don't. All right.
So biased.
You know what?
I thought I was coming to an unbiased conversation. I have been unbiased.
Well, it's hard to be on the other line with somebody that I know that personally goes out of his way to cheat for his clients and take shortcuts.
Not cheating if you don't get caught.
All right, Dr. Brock, I want to thank you for being on the line with us tonight and previewing this Undisputed Championship tournament. And unfortunately, every time we have you on, our numbers go up, so we will have to have you back on. And I'm sure Logan Frazier is looking forward to it. Logan Frazier, anything to add to that?
I would just like to say thank you, Dr. Brock, for giving us your mindful insight into this tournament. And I think that the numbers speak for themselves. If the numbers go up when you're on, obviously the Georgia Heat podcast has acquired some of that mentality that you like to dish out.
Yes, indeedy.
All right, guys.
True.
I got to get off here and throw up, so we'll have Dr. Brock back on some other time, unfortunately. So thank you
for
being
– I'll come for Logan.
Yeah, all right. Well, thank you for being on the line, Dr. Brock. And when we get back from the break, we'll preview all of the cards coming up in the next couple of weeks. This is the Georgia Heat Podcast.
Good day.
This time for the Action Championship. Allen, why you following me, man? Come on, man, you know who I am. You know I run the South. You know how long I've held this championship. You know what I do. You know who I am. Why are we here? You want another L? I can give you that. You want to get knocked out again? Oh, I can give you that. But you know what I can't give you? This championship. Alice is staying with A.C. Mack. Washington, D.C. Nation's capital. And what do we have? Once again, AC Mack and Allen Angels. This time, the Action Championship's on the line. You know, earlier today I saw the Washington Monument. And it kind of reminded me of the monument that AC Mack has built at Action Wrestling. How tall
how it stands over everything. AC Mac, I just want to let you know I didn't drive 10 hours to watch you build your monument taller. I drove 10 hours to watch your monument fall. I drove 10 hours to watch your nation crumble. AC Mac, we're here, Washington, D.C., primetime pro wrestling. I'll see you there.
For a year now, Spinebuster Championship Wrestling has used David Ali to get itself over, to propel his business. Well, I'm sick and damn tired of being used by a bunch of damn rednecks. You see, the last time we spoke, I told you all that I was a prophet. I prophesized that I would beat Ashton Starr. I prophesized that I would beat Logan Creed, and I did exactly that in the same match. To be Spinebuster champion yet again. So I decided, since Spinebuster is gonna use its profit for ill means, I'm gonna use Spinebuster for my own means. You see, I'm the heavyweight killer. I'm the woman killer. And I'll kill just about anything else you'll try to throw at me thinking you can get a W on David Ali. Because it ain't gonna happen. It ain't gonna happen. So, first order of business is you give me Logan Creed. Second order of business is you allow me to whoop his ass and allow him to know exactly who the hell I am the next time he wants to step between the ropes and fight me. My last request, this belt just ain't doing it for me. I need a new belt. I need a belt that says David Ali is champion. I need a belt that lets everybody know wherever I go, since I'm the only wrestler there that travels, that everywhere I go, that I whooped everybody's ass in Valdosta, Georgia. Spinebuster, you're so lucky to have me. Don't misuse me, or America's Most Hated is gonna run rampant on every single body.
Welcome back to the Georgia Heat Podcast. I've got Logan Frazier on the line. We're going to talk about some of these attendance numbers for these shows that came up in the past week, especially this one right here, Total Aggression Pro, on November 15th, drew over 240 people at the Landmark Arena. Damn, that's some good numbers, Logan.
Yeah, that's good. Short of being Southern Honor, that's good numbers for anybody else other than that in the state of Georgia. So,
yeah, that's
congratulations to them.
Yeah, that's actually a good. That's a good Southern Fried crowd. I mean, 240 is awesome, and not incredibly big names, but from what I've watched of it so far, the matchups were pretty good.
Yeah, really the only name that was super familiar to me was Tyler Rivera. He took on CT Keys, which that name is familiar. I don't know him well. I haven't seen him wrestle yet. But that was just what started the show out. So
you had Southern Fried owner David Manders in attendance. He received an award for his dedication to sport and ministry, along with Mike Smith, a local tattoo artist. I saw the CT Keys against Tyler Rivera. That was a good matchup. Just looking at some of the other stuff that was going down. You had in the main event, the Rebel, Tyler Garrison. It was Team Garrison against Team Maloki. And was it Tyler Garrison had turned on Malarkey, making him submit. So it looked like a pretty good show. I was just very surprised by the attendance numbers.
Yeah, and you know, it seems like they're really capitalizing on their storylines. They're breaking out a few new storylines, which is great with them having those numbers. You know, hopefully that's going to help them retain some of them. They had a mystery person, lady in a mask come out and attack two of the other female wrestlers. You had a new member to the congregation, Barabbas, who comes out in a mask also. So you don't know if it's somebody that they know or don't know, but apparently this guy's huge because they offered $500 to anybody that could body slam him. Kind of like the whole Andre the Giant attraction that they had, you know, years ago. So they have, you know, quite a few little storyline startups to do in this show, and it was a great time for them to do it with having this crowd.
Hopefully this can carry over to the November 24th show that Anarchy is running in that same building. They've been able to kind of up their game in the last couple of months. They've been around forever, but their attendance numbers have been going up the last couple of months, and hopefully from this show it can kind of carry over to the Anarchy show, because Anarchy actually has a little bit bigger name value, in my opinion. You see a lot of, like, Ashton Starr and a lot of other pretty big names across the state when they put on a show. So they've got a right. show coming up the 24th, and hopefully, like I said, they can carry over some of that attendance. Like I said, they've been drawing some pretty good numbers, but 240, man, that's impressive. So good for Total Aggression Pro. All right, let's move on.
And it actually says that their next show isn't until January the 17th, also. So quite a bit of time
to kind of build for it, yeah. All right, let's move on to Pro South. Pro South had a very impressive show this past week. I've noticed they had some really big names on here. They had Joe Black, William Huckabee. Let me look up everybody they had on here because, man, let's see here.
This report was by Larry Goodman at one point.
Right, and this report was by Larry Goodman in the Georgia Wrestling History. It looks like we had Wicked Nemesis, Seven, Bull Buchanan, of course, you know, son of, well, is that, wait a minute, Bull Buchanan? I thought that, what's his son's name?
I believe he's on the show. I know he goes by Son of Bull, Ben Buchanan.
Well, Bull Buchanan was on this card. Like I said, along with Joseph Black, William Huckabee, Wicked Nemesis, Seven, Orton Bishop, you have Trevor Aeon, and then you have, let's see, golly bum. What a stacked card. The attendance numbers are not on here, but like I said, looks like Pro South put on a good show the other night.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, there was something I found kind of interesting on this one. First of all, they have a YouTube live stream, so you can go and watch any of their, you know, actual matches and stuff. This particular card, it says at the beginning, it is on here already. So, you know, you can just flip over there and watch it on YouTube. Thought that's a great thing. Because, you know, if you are running a promotion and you're wanting to be serious, you need to be having somebody recording it and putting it somewhere. You know, whether it be a Facebook page, YouTube, whatever. Because there's people that's going to stumble across it that's just looking for some pro wrestling to watch at home. And if they pick up and they like it, they're going to maybe show up at your next one, you know?
Very true.
So I think they're headed in the right direction with this.
All right, let's move on to the Platinum Championship Wrestling results from November 15th. Okay, despite, and this report is by Larry Gubin, despite some of the big names you had, it looks like here, but they were only able to draw 59 people. You had Dominic Shuckley, you had the Washington Bullets, who I'm a big fan of, great tag team, Logan Creed, Brian Blaze. So you had a lot of big name talent on this show, and it looks like the show was received pretty good, and the attendance or the audience that was there was really into the show. But they were not able to draw very many people, and they've got another show coming up on December 6th. So tell us anything you know about this, about Platinum Championship Wrestling.
Well, of course, this is kind of a renovation of Stephen Platinum's old Platinum Championship Wrestling.
Right.
And of course, it's going based on name recognition, trying to, you know, draw. This is only the second show that they have had. So that could account for some of the smaller numbers. I definitely wouldn't count them out just yet. From what I understand, they have a really good behind the scenes group trying to push it. So I wouldn't count them out just yet. You know, you look at 59 and you think that, you know, a low number, and it is when you're, you know, putting it up against some of the bigger ones in the state, but you know, I'd give them a chance to see what they can do. Sometimes your most well-received show doesn't necessarily have the most people in attendance.
Very true. That happens quite a bit. Whether something is going on in the community and they're just not able to draw that very many that night, the show could be fantastic. And sometimes you don't draw enough people. What shows are you looking forward to in the next couple of weeks, Logan?
Well, I'm definitely looking forward to the Southern Fried Thanksgiving night show. I think for entertainment-wise, it's going to be a hard show to beat. Also definitely looking forward to the new Southern Honor show. I believe it's just being called 15. Maybe they've decided to drop the nicknames because, you know, eventually you're going to run out. So they're just calling it by the number now. But I'm looking forward to the show, and specifically Gunnar Miller's, you know, debut back.
Yeah, I think they're definitely throwing everything in on him. We'll get to that in just a minute. Yeah, I'm looking forward to the Action show coming up pretty soon. I think you got Allen Angels and AC Mack once again renewing their rivalry where they went everywhere in the state and fought. I would definitely say that would be feud of the year for me personally. Looking at all the major promotions in the state of Georgia, they kind of, I don't know, man, they tear it down. They've got a great chemistry together. So I'm looking forward to that show. Of course, I'm looking forward to the Southern Fried show that you just mentioned. I always enjoy tournaments, man. I'm just a big fan of tournaments. And of course, I'm always looking forward to the Southern Honor show to see where they go with that and to finish this Logan Creed Corey Hollis feud that has been going on for almost a year now. I'm looking forward to seeing how they kind of end that. I mean, he's already powerbombed him through the ring. So you've seen a ton of stuff from these guys, and you know they're going to give it their all, especially if this is their last match. So, yeah, a lot of big shows coming up. And we will end this segment and the show talking about the Gunnar Miller signing that took place on the 60-minute broadcast this past week. Of course, Gary has been enamored with Gunnar for a while now and has been trying to get him. And now we see Gunnar signing with Southern Honor after he acted like he was definitely not coming back to wrestling. Gary was able to get him, and he signs the contract. We have the fake reporters. It's a spectacle. I enjoyed it. I enjoyed this kind of kayfabe deal. I know it might have been over the top for some people, but, heck, I thought it was pretty good. What did you think, Logan?
I think it was great. I mean, nobody can really shoot on Gunnar Miller doing a promo. Gunnar has some of the greatest promos work that you could do. That's why he's so good on 60 Minute Broadway, because the guy can just flat out talk, and people will listen. My biggest issue with it, I'm a guy about details, and the over-the-top cartoon voice sounding reporters were just ridiculous. I mean, if you were wanting to go as far as to make this sound legitimate, like a true press conference, why do you have somebody doing some weird, cartoony, stereotypical reporter voice for your reporters? I mean, just hire the first four people that walk by you on the street and put them in there with their real voice instead of it being this.
Yeah, they should have had us out there. They're going to put fake reporters out there, put us out there. We'll ask the questions
that
fans really want to hear.
Fake reporters as you can be.
Like I said, I thought it was pretty cool. I'm anxious to see where they go with Gunnar. To me, he's coming off as like a prima donna, almost like a heelish character, whereas I figured Gary would try to market him more as his top baby face. I don't know. How do you see them booking Gunnar?
Well, you know, I think they're going the way of kind of like how Stone Cold eventually became, where, you know, he'll come in and help a baby face here and there, but he's going to shoot out a heel promo because that's just the way he feels. And he's just going to be him, you know, like him, hate him, whatever. He's going to cause drama. He's going to solve problems. You know, he's just going to be your everything type guy. What I would love to see, and I don't think they'll do it, but I saw kind of seeds of it a little bit when Gunnar come up that ramp and ripped the briefcase out of Gary's hand and went to the back with it. I would love to see them book him as coming in and looking at Gary and being like, you wanted me here. Now I've signed the contract and I'm here. You're stuck with me. And everything that Gary wants him to be, he's the opposite. He's like completely, you know, and they're just back and forth with each other.
Are you saying that he's going to kind of toy with Gary?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, well,
absolutely.
Speaking of toys, though, let's talk about Snap Customs, our newest sponsor. The best way to get yourself a custom action figure made, I'm telling you, they're the best in the game. They're the cheapest in the game, and you get unbelievable detail. You can get like an old school Hasbro made. You could get, I mean, it doesn't even have to be a wrestling action figure. It could be your kid who's a football player or a baseball player. I mean, this guy does it all. He also makes custom championship belts. They're incredible. They're also cheaper than anywhere else. Check them out, Snap Customs on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. These guys are exactly who you want to get. If you want to get something custom made, you want to get it custom made for these guys.
Trey, let me ask you a question. Do you think they would make a voodoo doll of my next door neighbor? Because I just think that would be great to just sit there and poke.
I mean, what's going on with your next door neighbor?
I don't know. I just think it would be fun. I don't have anything against him. It's just, you know, he's the closest person.
Well,
I'm
sure if you sent a picture, Wes would be able to hook you up, man. no doubt. And if you just, you know, if you secretly just don't like your neighbor, I would guess you would go to our other sponsor, GT Bullies at Facebook. get yourself a dog, award-winning breed, American Bulldogs, award-winning here. And they also have papers on them, beautiful dogs. We post them on the page all the time. But yeah, I guess if you wanted to, you could get them and make them mean and or train them to bite your neighbor.
Oh, heck with that. I'll just take them for a walk and let them poop in their yard. You know.
Yeah, I like that. Yeah. It's kind of that subtle viciousness. I like that. But, yeah, check out our sponsors, GT Bullies at the Facebook page, GT Bullies. I guess you just type it in the search bar. Of course, if you want any information, you can always send me a private message on Facebook about any of our sponsors. And, yeah, I just wanted to throw that in there. But let's go ahead and continue what you were saying with Gunner. You just see Gunner kind of toying with Gary and not doing what Gary wants him to. He's not the face of the company the way Gary wants him to be.
Yeah, he's just basically not going – he's going to make it a point that he's not going to be controlled. You know, a contract works both ways. You know, Gary's stuck with him and he's stuck there. So after that signature. So at this point, you know, the behavior of Gunner Miller is not been seen yet. So that's the way that I would like to see it. And that may have nothing to do with the way that it goes down. I mean, he may be the biggest baby face you ever seen in your life. He may be turn heel. You don't know. He may be Logan Chase's new person by the time that we get to next week, because, you know, apparently he changes people like he changes his underwear.
I would like to see them build for a Logan Creed Gunner Miller match, but I don't know. I want to see him build it for a good 4 to 5 months, man. That would be great.
Yeah.
I think that would be awesome.
I do find it interesting that you're bringing, you know, the moment you're bringing Gunner Miller in, you're quickly finishing up the big feud that you had with Logan Creed and Corey Hollis.
Yeah, exactly.
Kind of seems a little suspicious. That might be where it eventually heads.
I definitely see them booking some surprises for the next show. They just seem like they're putting a lot of different stuff in motion right now. But yeah, I would like to see that. I'd like to see Logan finish up this feud with Corey, and maybe spin off into something else, and maybe even Corey spin off into something else. Maybe he pisses off his the Lethal Poison members. But I'd like to see them also stay together a little bit longer. I'm looking forward to that show coming up. All right, man. That about wraps it up for this segment. And I just wanted to go ahead and tell you guys that I tried to get Jacob Ashworth on. He said he was going to be on, and then he just didn't show up, basically. So we'll continue to try to get Jacob Ashworth on. In the meanwhile, tell us who you want to hear from on the show. Who do you want to have on the show? Please don't let it be Dr. Brock. But it could be Gary Lamb, David Manners, AC Mack. There's plenty of people.
You got to respect Dr. Brock. I mean, come on.
Well, he certainly has done more than Logan Chase.
He's done more than Logan Chase, and he ain't even in Southern Honor. Look, he got Logan Creed belt in Southern Honor, and he's not
Didn't
even
he?
In Southern Honor.
Did he? I know he's not even in Southern Honor, so I don't know how that happened.
It's impressive,
but,
is what that is. That's
well,
what money
Logan,
can buy.
Who would you like to see on the show next week or hear from?
Wait. You know, I'd like to get Sean Christopher and Kevin Ryan on. They do a lot of traveling to a lot of different shows. I'd like to see Kenzie Page as one of our guests one time. Let's see from her perspective. And, of course, Danny Jordan, too, I think would be a great guest for us.
All right, so anybody listening, let us know who you want to hear from. And, you know, we'll try to book them on the show. I'd like to hear AC Mack, Allen Angels, Ashton Starr. There's so many that I would love to have on the show and pick their brain for a little bit. So if you're a wrestler listening out there and you want to be on the show, hit me up, please. I would love to have you on. CB Suave, anybody. We'll definitely be listening to you guys and listening to any fans or promoters to see who they want on the show. But, yeah, so next week, it's a surprise. I promise you we will have a guest, and it won't be Dr. Brock, thank God. Anything to add to that, Logan?
Well, I guess if we can't have Dr. Brock, we can have somebody, I guess.
You know, just won't do the numbers that Dr. Brock does. Jeez.
Yeah, I will give Dr. Brock credit on that. But that's all the time we have for the Georgia Heat podcast this week. I want to thank Logan Frazier for being on here with me each and every week. And I want to thank our guest, Dr. Brock III, for previewing this Undisputed Tournament coming up on Thanksgiving Day. And we'll hear from you guys next week, and we'll have a special guest. See you guys next week.
Hi, I'm here with Blanco Loco, who unfortunately lost his match today. How do you feel everything went?
How do I feel? I feel like I just got broken in half. Gunnar Miller, I don't know who you are. I don't know what you think you're going to accomplish here in Southern Honor, but I came here for a reason. I came here for a job. And December 6th, back here at the Action Building, the Sultan of the Sky is going to beat your ass.